Penguin Random House Audio presents Smile, written and read by Roddy Doyle.
For Dan Franklin. 1. I stayed up at the bar a few times, but I didn't want the barman thinking that I needed someone to talk to. I sat in a corner near a window, but the barman kept coming over, casually walking past, looking for empty glasses, and asking me if I was all right for a drink or what I thought of Brazil getting hammered by the Germans or of Garth Brooks not coming to Croke Park. I tried to picture myself from where he'd been looking at me. I can't have looked that bad, that lonely, or sad, or neglected. It never occurred to me that he might be gay. I was 54. I was too old to be gay back. There was another place, the Blue Lagoon, a bit further away at the other end of the street. I hadn't gone in, but I didn't like the look of it from the outside. It was always too busy, full of families and couples and groups of men who looked like they talked serious rugby. I can hear her, my wife. Grow up, Victor. So I stayed put and decided that Donnelly's was my local. I'd never really had one before. There were three or four pubs within walking distance of the old house, the house I'd just left, but I'd never homed in on one. I'd been in each of them only a few times over the years, and I don't think I'd ever been on my own. Rachel had always been with me. I went to this new place every night, or every evening. I had to force myself to do it at first, like going to the gym or to mass. I'd go home, cook something, eat it, then walk down the straight line to the pub.